Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends.
All right. So, in this case, you while you were correct, you will take the bludgeoning damage. When you are engulfed, you take 2 points, not a big deal, of necrotic damage. Because you are, and actually when you were grappled, you would have had to take that too, but I forgot. So it's drawing your energy in as well as crushing you. All right. That's all it did on its round is pull you in. And Acrodite, your turn.
Do I know if I attack this thing, it will hurt Pappy also?
Because it does not look like it. It looks like you could definitely find 3/4 of it that Papa is not in.
Okay. I'm simply just going to tear away at him. Oh, God, natural one misses. Oh, a 14 might miss too.
It does.
Oh, okay. Two whiffs as Acrodite continues to...
The crowd starts booing.
Ursa Fuego sucks.
His flame has been extinguished. All right, yeah, he sulks off in
he leaves.
No. He hangs up the shit.
Just sadly, Charlie Brown walking away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Engelbert, let's see if Thunder Bison does better than Fuego Bear.
I will attack. First attack's a 21. I'm just going to do
that
my second
hit.
One here, which is another, excuse me.
15 does 15. Hit. They both hit.
And I'm going to do that for 11 points of damage on the first attack.
Okay.
And 11 points of damage on the second attack.
Okay. Tearing it up. Grandpappy Willow.
Again, going to throw a rock or something that he can find to try to break this thing up and free his other new friend.
Yeah, there's still some of that wall left, so you can reach out and grab that.
Sure.
His bonus action, and then use his action to toss it.
23 hits, and 17 damage.
Okay. It's looking rough.
This thing's got to be close.
All right, Papa. So you have to try to escape.
I do?
Or, well, you're restrained.
Yeah. It says I can attack with disadvantage if I'm restrained. And blinded says the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You don't have to try to escape. You could attack with disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm going to try to kill this thing.
Yep. It's almost dead. There's not much left of it. Your friends have torn it up. That is going to be a miss and a miss.
Well, all right then. That's it for Papa.
All right. Make another con save. All right. You're able to keep it from crushing you.
Nice.
And you resist the necrotic pull as well. But the shambling mound doesn't have to do anything to keep you there. So it's going to attack. It's going to attack Thunder Bison.
It's a miss and a hit.
And a hit for 16 points of bludgeoning. All right. Acrodite.
Well, Acrodite.
Fire Bear, redeem itself.
To position in the rear. Try to get an advantage. And shaboom!
Oh no, another miss. The dice hates you today.
His final one, he's going to do a flourishing waboom! Right up in the pooper. 22!
There it is. And you destroy the creature.
Oh!
Nice.
The crowd goes wild and then disappears.
Yeah. Oh. Finally.
Papa just says, well, that sucked.
And
it doesn't look like there are any more hostile things, right?
Right. What's that, Chris?
Doesn't look like there's any more hostile creatures around, right?
No, but this portal thing is putting off like little shots of electricity, and it's just, it's not hitting any plants right where it is right now.
Right. We've got to stop that.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of spinning around. It destroys this building over here. So what to now? I'll take us out of order here.
Before I leave my wild shape behind, can I do like, I'm not very good at it, but maybe a nature or an arcana or something? Like, would dispel magic be worth trying on this vortex, or is that
roll arcana. Roll arcana.
Okie doke.
Do you have proficiency in it?
No.
Okay.
I got a 4, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, you can't tell.
We can do that thing where we drop out of wild shape for up to a minute, right?
I can't remember what level that kicks in at.
Is that a circle of the moon?
13th level.
Alternating
forms. Yeah, you could rapidly shift between wild shape form and your normal. You could switch back as a bonus action, as long as I switch back within the next minute. So yeah, I'd love to switch out of that, do in our... God, do I have proficiency? I don't. Oh god, I stink in that.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Just hypothetically. If, yeah, like, obviously it's over, the fight's over, but could you have switched out of Fire Bear form and then on your next turn switched into like a different kind? Like, could you have changed the animal you were and picked a different thing after you realized like fire wasn't working?
Let's see. Right. With the...
It just says you switch, yeah, back and forth, but like when you...
A wild shape.
Right. When you wild shape, normal, you pick your stuff. So, I mean, I know I would let players do it, but I'm just curious what you guys think based on the way that it's written.
The wording sounds specific. So, when you switch out, and then it says, and you can then switch back into that wild shape form.
Okay.
Within the next minute as a bonus action. Now, it leaves a touch of room for vagueness, but to me, that just sounds like it's trying to say you could just go back into the same form.
Sure.
That's what I think. But
I would agree with you, Chris. Where it's specific. It specifically says that wild shape form,
right,
instead
rather
of
than
a wild. Or another, yeah. Or
yep.
Yeah, because it would be way more useful if you needed to, because even if you were like, oh, yeah, now I need to be able to fly, or suddenly we're on a boat and it's sinking and I was a this and now I need to be able to swim, I could imagine, right, a world in which it would be very, not even just for the elemental thing, but just the what kind of animal I am. It would be useful, but I do see what you're saying about it. It does say that,
right? Form. Well, I think we should suggest that in the playtest review
feedback.
Yeah, that the alternating forms will allow you to change the wild shape within whatever you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are now Acrodite the dwarf instead of Fire Bear, and what's the plan here?
I will try and cast, I guess, Dispel Magic on it.
Okay.
At third level. And I guess if it's even possible, I would have to make a Wisdom check.
All right.
If it's higher level than third, right? That's how Dispel works.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it even works, yeah.
Okay. It actually does work.
Sweet.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nice.
Always shocked when we actually solve a puzzle.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Well,
me too.
You know,
we're as confident in us as the imaginary crowd was.
Yeah. Oh, seriously.
So, with a flim flam wallabam, boosh, the portal shuts down as you dispel its magic.
It's the same thing with the druid craft earlier. It's just like, well, I don't have any 7th level spells that will solve this problem, so I can't imagine. The solution.
A cantrip.
The solution is that simple.
Yeah. You can manipulate plants with druidcraft, so, you know.
Yeah, no.
Move out of the way. There you go.
All right.
Okay. So the portal poofs and stutters and sparkles and disappears, and you're left in the center of this destroyed village. what to do. You can see the tower, by the way. I mean, you can clearly see it. It's.
Do we see any signs of, like, humanoid life?
No. Matter of fact, it is silent. There are no birds chirping. There's no animals. Nothing.
And just as a reminder, we came originally, we were coming to this town because we hadn't heard from them in a while.
Yes.
Well, once again, the mystery is solved. They're dead. But I just kind of... You know what? Forget it. I just turn back into myself because I'll just burn another charge or whatever. I need to be able to talk. And I'm just like, well, fellas, it seems like we're either reporting back that this has all happened or we're going to try to take on the tower.
The portal and the shambling mounds and all that kind of stuff. Do we have any sense that it's caused by the same thing as the tower coming up?
Yeah, there's a definite fey energy that is similar to that coming from the tower.
I think we should investigate that tower.
It's a good idea. That way when we return and refound New Engelberton, a town where I'm the mayor, then I won't have to deal with that problem. It will already be dealt with.
Mayor Thunder Bison.
Oh, there you go. I'm imagining a giant statue in the center of town.
I'm also imagining that.
Mm-hmm. That you can push a button and little sound effects of thunder come out.
Right.
I just want to sort of look around and do a general perception check to see if I can see anything out of the ordinary or...
Okay.
Any details? I don't know.
Yeah, with my passive 20 perception, can I...
Seriously, I know really yeah, just do worse.
Just do that. And there's no... Yeah. You do see bits and pieces of bone amongst the remnants of the shambling mound plant material.
Okay.
And it's some of it has obviously been absorbed. Mm-hmm. But there's some harder material like humanoid teeth.
But nothing interesting with the town. Like, I mean, we get...
No. It's just, you do... Other than the plants are all leaning in, the trees are all leaning in, and they all look like very new, young growth. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't build a wood-cutting village like this with trees right up against them. So this is all, you know. And there's bits and pieces of village. I mean, the village was bigger than this square. You could see remnants of...
Sure. We saw that before, the trees as you walked broken in, through and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm ready to head on up the hill or where, you know,
let's do it.
Whatever the topography actually is.
Right.
Metaphorically heading up the hill.
Metaphorically.
Right. Ready to head into the meadow or whatever.
Sure. Right. I just hope we get to Voulez-vous coucher avec moi soon.
We got to get through that tower first, man.
All right. So you work your way towards the tower to the east, and you make the same way you did before. And you should see yourself on the western side of the map. Okay. And so the odd part here is that the tower and its surrounding buildings, and which are all collapsed stone buildings, don't look anything like the ground and the stone around here. And there's this 60-foot deep chasm around it, and this bridge that just kind of comes out and ends with, looks like a 10-foot space off of where you're standing. As if this whole area just got transplanted in the middle of the forest. There's no trees on the... Well, there's one tree on the other side kind of growing up. And then there's these odd-looking stumps near it.
Like the stump token you have here?
Yeah, yeah.
That, okay. I'll go check it out.
Okay. So there's a bit of a drop there. You have to jump across or do something to get across.
Grandpappy, will you toss me?
Yes, I will. And
Grin, toss me.
We're tossing halflings, huh?
I don't see why not.
He could actually just reach across and drop.
I mean, he's got yeah, that's what he'll do for everyone else, but I like the thrill of adventure, so I get tossed.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and move yourself over here.
Whee! I land perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
This is the rich fiction that I provide to this podcast.
Nice. All right, you're over across on the bridge.
I'll just walk over Grandpappy. If he's going to lean over and let us
walk. He'll let you.
Yeah.
Make sure I'll move up so you got some room.
What's this, like, aura that I'm seeing? Is it a light or...
The big yellow one?
Yeah. Like, what... I see it on the map, but, like, what is my character seeing?
A mistake.
Oh, okay.
Did it go away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I toss a rock.
Acrodite, Grandpappy will
throw me over.
Yeah.
I was just looking. I thought Alter Self let you sprout wings, but it does not. Okay. Foop.
Okay.
I don't want to check the integrity of this bridge. Does it seem sturdy enough for Grandpappy?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't seem hardly sturdy enough for you.
Oh, it's, man. I was 100% about to make a joke. We should all do that thing that teenagers do in elevators where they jump all at the same time and see what happens.
Hey, how sturdy is this? Yeah, it's kind of crumbling as you jump across on it.
Lovely.
Right. Grandpappy, you stay over there and hang out with your new tree friend. And I imagine he's just flirting with this tree next to him. And we'll just move on without him.
I wonder what that looks like.
All right. Like. Mm-hmm. Have Grandpappy make a perception.
Sure. That's just a thing.
He's been looking at you.
He's got a passive.
He looks down at the tree and kind of tilts his head.
He's got a passive perception of 10. So his wisdom modifier is +0. So I'll just roll a d20, I guess. He got an 8.
And he turns towards you and says, there's something wrong with this tree. And at which point, stepping out of the tree is a tree stump looking thing with a shield and a weapon.
Wow, Grandpappy, I knew you worked fast, but you knocked that tree up real quick. Just gave birth to a little monster.
Toss it in the chasm.
Yeah. Yeah. Grandpappy backhands it into the chasm.
Okay.
His pimp hand is strong. Mm-hmm.
Grandpappy's been around a while.
When that happens, the tree stump stands up in front of you and just kind of pulls these wooden weapons and shields out of its form and looks kind of aggressive. It's got like glowing eyes inside, very fey looking.
All right.
Does it make any noise or say any words or anything?
Yes, it does say something in a language. What languages do you all know?
One of the ones we don't.
Common, Dwarvish, Elvish, and Giant.
I speak Dwarven, Halfling, and Common.
Dwarven, Halfling, Druidic, Common.
Oh, and Druidic.
And Druidic. Tree Stump.
And Tree Stump.
And yeah.
Okay. Papa, you speak Elvish. You recognize it as Sylvan, but it's in a dialect you can't.
Sure.
Understand.
I remember how to solve this problem. We're not from Elias. We're from the other place. You don't need to be
Sotras.
You don't need to be aggressive about it.
Right.
It walks over, still speaking in Sylvan.
I try saying that in Druidic. We're not from Elias.
Do I know how to do, you know how people speak Spanglish? Do I know how to make, an Elven-Sylvan mix that he might catch some words?
Yeah, you could probably...
something?
Yeah, you could... Yeah, let's... Yeah, roll your intelligence.
Oh, that's my
worst. I was going to say, I'm sure that's a stellar stat on your paladin.
I got a 3.
All right. You try to say something in its Elvish-Sylvan thing... And he just looks confused, kind of tilts his head. And
I accidentally say, Trebek, your mother's a whore.
Oh, Oh my god.
What were you trying to say?
I was trying to say, like, let us pass. Mm-hmm. We mean you no harm. And it turned out I didn't say the right words.
Sure.
You did not. Okay. So two more step out of the tree here and kind of form a line. And they look like they're blocking you from approaching the tower. The tower, by the way, is really narrow. I mean, it's only as big as this black circle here. That's its base. And it goes up 120 feet. And it's got all these spikes and spires and things coming off of it. But it looked bigger from a distance. It looked wider. But as you get close, and there's all this fog and everything coming off of it.
This is one of those actually, optical illusion towers.
Yeah, you know those things. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere these days.
Yeah.
All the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Here we are. Back in an initiative.
Just in case. I'm just getting it set up.
Just in case. Right. Yeah.
Just in case. You want us to go ahead and roll initiative just in case?
I don't know. What do you got to do?
Well, we can't talk to it, so...
I mean, yeah, can't, well, hold on. Actually, I might have...
do we have any dynamite?
I might have a spell.
Yeah, they're,
I know what
they're
these
not
things are, but
attacking.
I don't wanna...
And they well, may they look, very well not be what they are. They look aggressive, though, right? I mean, we know they that do. Much.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, they look belligerent, and they're, you know, telling you to...
Okay.
They're obviously telling you to go away in some form.
Sure. I assume we can pick up on that vibe.
Yeah.
I don't have speak with plants. I don't even know if speak with plants would work.
Tongues. We get tongues at third level for divine, but I didn't prepare it.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I do have calm emotions. I don't know.
Calm emotions.
Suppress any effect. Alternatively, you can make a target indifferent about creatures of your choice that it's hostile toward. Shit, I'll try that.
Yeah, they seem hostile.
Calm emotions and a group of people. Oh, humanoid. So I don't, these things probably aren't humanoid.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't work then.
All right. This one over here by Grandpappy disappears, and another one reappears by this tree over here. Could be the same okay. one, maybe. Could be
so they're being spawned, sort of,
I think
coming out of
that like
tree.
A portal.
So we need to burn that tree to the ground.
Yeah, you druids would know. He did a tree stride.
Yeah,
it kind of opened up. He went through, came out on the other tree.
Right. Okay. Message doesn't let me talk to people with different languages.
And they're kind of blocking between these two walls.
Let's back up a step. Is there a door on this tower? Is there anything we could even do if these weren't here? Or am I just looking at it like?
Yes. Yeah, there is a opening to the tower at its base. Right, you know, if you walked straight up to it, it's facing you.
Sure. Okay.
Matter of fact, it's an opening, not a door.
Can I see into it, or is it just like a swirling, mystical thing that I wouldn't want to go through anyway, because it looks dangerous as hell?
It just looks like a dark room inside with stuff. Okay. There's a big archway.
Are these guys encroaching on us, or are they just standing, like, holding the line there?
They're just holding a line. They've obviously blocked the way. I mean, you could clamber over the rocks and stuff if you want to get around them, but...
Okay. No, I was just wondering if they're, like, forcibly, like, encroaching on us, but if they're not,
no,
they're just there
no,
to guard
just
the place.
They're holding a line, guarding the place.
I study the tree that's over here. I'm, like, watching mm-hmm. it for, I don't know, a good minute or two, and then I'm just like... Phyllis, I have a plan. Let's we'll be leaving now. Back to Nosotros, or not the other one. I know that's offensive to people, but we'll go back. You can go back to being stumps. Preferably in the arrangement you're in right now, and if Grandpappy Willow will like reach down, I'll like cross over.
Okay. Yeah, he'll pull you back over.
I'm just going to trust my colleague there and assume that he's got some sort of plan. So I'm just going to play along and I'll come back over as well.
All right. An acrodite?
I'm going to back. Oh, I could turn into something tiny and maybe sneak. No, I'll back off.
Do dwarves in this UA have some kind of stone knowledge?
That's a good question. I think they do have something. Let me see.
I think it was in a past UA, right?
I think it's in the first one, the character origin.
Yeah,
yeah. So that will still apply to this if we're...
Yes. They said unless it contradicts it, then you go by the last one they put out.
Forge-wise and stone-cutting. Let's see. Proficiency into stone-cutting. Again, tremor sense. Oh my god, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Range is 60 feet. For 10 minutes, you must be on a stone surface. Okay. You can use this as a bonus action number of times. It could do proficiency bonus. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Tremor sense.
Okay. So you said you were kind of checking out the bridge that you were on. And with your tremor sense, you can actually sense that below you it's starting to crumble.
Oh, okay. All right. I will ask, Grandpappy, can you pull me off this about to break?
Yeah, he will.
All right. Yeah, so he swings you back over. It hasn't crumbled, but it looks like if you guys put a lot more stress on it, the edge of it might start to collapse. That's the sense that Acrodite got.
All right.
I think it was really cool. 60 feet of tremor sense.
That's really good. Yeah, that's really good.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just want us to walk back into the forest. And once we're out of earshot, I'm like, all right, fellas, I can do transport via plant into the tree that's on their side. And we can just make a run for the tower.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
I'm ready.
It's a natural sprinters, you know.
Right. All right. So I find a big tree that we can all...
Very dangerous and short distances.
Yeah, we can all run through. Does anyone want, like, a rest or anything before we do this, actually? Or are we good to go? Like, I'm down some hit points, but I'm okay. Also, it's a one-shot, and I don't care about... if I make it to the end.
So as you head back into the overgrown forest... you realize that the area that you had pushed through had actually overgrown again. So you have to kind of force your way into this altered planescape of plants as you come up with a way to bypass these tree stump guardians. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week. And we'll pick it up next time.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for listening to The Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.